This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Tonight, Ellen quits.
I was tired in the first season. Wow. How did I keep going?
The real reason she's ending her show after 19 seasons. Then cops called on an intruder at Ben Affleck's house as we go inside Ben's romance playbook. Pulling the same move with J-Lo as all his exes. Plus, the biggest Vegas show of all time.
How am I gonna juggle doing Vegas, having a baby?
Ah! Katie, Luke, Carrie, and Celine Dion's Sin City return.
I'll be waiting for you.
Then, behind Boyz II Men's big music milestone and their new TV gig.
Boyz II Men ET starts
right now.
Well, Ellen makes it official. She is walking away from her talk show, and it truly is the end of an era.
It really, really is. This is some interesting timing, too, because it's all in the wake of those allegations of a toxic work environment.
But according to Ellen, that's not the reason she's pulling the plug.
How are you going to know when it's the right time to walk away from daytime?
I'll walk away really when I stop having fun.
And now that time has come. Ellen told The Hollywood Reporter she made the decision to end the talk show and her reported $84 million a year paycheck at the end of season 19 next year because, quote, as great as the show is, it's just not a challenge anymore. I need something new to challenge me. ET has learned most of her staff was told of the news yesterday. Ellen says the decision has nothing to do with the allegations of a toxic work environment that plagued the show this past summer. It included a claim that Ellen's image of kindness was just for cameras.
I think that I was a nice person to begin with, and I hope I've gotten nicer.
A subsequent investigation resulted in the termination of three executive producers and caused a huge ratings drop this season after her on-air apology.
I take responsibility for what happens at my show. This is the Ellen DeGeneres Show. I am Ellen DeGeneres. I am that person that you see on TV. I am also a lot of other things. Sometimes I get sad. I get mad. I get anxious. I get frustrated. I get impatient. And I am working on all of that.
Our source tells ET Ellen did consider quitting after those scathing allegations went public, but stayed because she wanted to honor her commitment through the end of her contract in 2022. Quote, she was extremely hurt, angry, and embarrassed, and also felt really betrayed. She just feels like it's time to move on. Now, Ellen is scheduled to sit down with Savannah Guthrie to talk about her departure tomorrow on The Today Show.
Yes, indeed. Well, we have got to talk about Ben Affleck and Jennifer Lopez because they have gone their separate ways, Kevin.
What?
Not in their relationship.
Oh, okay. Oh.
J-Lo's back on set while Ben got a scare at home.
Paparazzi hoping to catch a glimpse of Bennifer spotted this guy instead. And no, that's not a security guard, but an intruder scaling the wall outside Ben's $20 million mansion. Police were called to Ben's California home yesterday morning. The suspect raced off on a bike and was never caught. While Ben was dealing with all that, J-Lo was back at work in Miami. The 51-year-old was all smiles, showing some leg in a sexy red dress during a photo shoot for an ad campaign. And today, we're learning more about just how Bennifer reunited 17 years after calling off their engagement. Our source says Jen and Ben have remained in contact since their breakup, but in February, things took more of a flirty turn. Ben started to pursue Jen and made it clear he wanted more than a friendship.
I was so nervous.
What's your move?
I just try to keep it together.
Right now, the former fiancés are, quote, spending time together to see if there is a spark or if it's just two friends finding comfort in one another.
I'm glad for the way you make me feel.
And And while their recent romantic escape to Montana made us all feel like it was 2002 again, it was actually a move from Ben's dating playbook we've seen before. Back in 2018, after finalizing his divorce from ex Jen Garner, Ben took Playboy model Shauna Sexton on a big sky getaway. And before that, he used to take Jen and the kids there for family vacays. But back to J-Lo, remember when she had her $102 million Vegas residency? Well, guess who's coming to Sin City next.
How am I gonna juggle doing Vegas, having a baby? Ah!
Katy Perry, was that the Vegas confirmation we've been looking for?
That's what you get for waking up in Vegas.
That's right, Katy let it slip talking to us a few days ago, but now it's official. She's heading over to her first ever 8-show Vegas residency starting in December. Also hitting the strip, her American Idol co-judge, Luke Bryan. He's doing 6 shows in February next year. Come on, come
on, come on. Luke and I will be seeing each other. Is this a Luke and Katy in Vegas double residency moment?
Well, Katy would never sign off on that, by the way.
Katy and Luke are just 2 of the 4 founding performers at the new Resorts World Las Vegas Casino, where Carrie Underwood will also make her Vegas debut in December.
Hi there, it's Celine.
Celine Dion, the queen of Vegas, rounds out this cast of headliners. 2 years after wrapping her legendary 1,000-plus show residency, she's making her return in November.
See you then? Hope so.
Oh, to hear Celine sing in Vegas again.
It's all coming back.
Oh, Celine, Celine. Now, you know, Boyz II Men definitely has a good show there. I've seen it. It's amazing. They've had a successful residency at the Mirage going on 8 years now.
Well, and they want to get back to it, but while they are waiting to get back in concert, Wanya Morris and Sean Stockman, Nichelle, they are giving acting a go.
I love this so much.
Guest starring on next week's big Black-ish season finale.
It doesn't always have to be Boyz II Men.
Hello?
It's such a beloved show and you're such a beloved group. Why was this the perfect fit?
Normally we come in when we're doing some sort of like cameo, but this time we had actual lines.
Anthony made it fun, even though he was hazing us a bit when we messed up our lines.
Why is Nate on a screen?
Somebody didn't want to cut their vacation short.
He said, you can remember all those songs, those lyrics of the songs, but you can't remember 3 lines?
Yeah.
You went to Anthony Anderson Acting Boot Camp. Okay.
Yes, that's right.
Now, and it is tough.
Did he try to sing for you, and did you give him anything?
Oh, yeah. We got a chance to teach them the Doom 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 Da Da. Motown Philly.
And we tried.
We tried.
Isn't this the 30th anniversary this year of Motown Philly?
Yes. Man. Well, it's 30th anniversary, yes, of the Cooley High Harmony album.
We all reached out to each other and wished each other happy anniversary.
Though not everything has been happy recently, Wanya made headlines for dissing Real Housewives of Atlanta star Candy Burris's music career. She worked as a songwriter with Boyz II Men 2 decades ago, and she claims they disrespected her during a recording session.
I had a bad experience in the studio with Boyz II Men. We fell out after that.
How are things with you two? Have you talked at all, worked this out at all? And if not, what would you want to say to her?
No, I mean, I sent her a DM after the whole situation. So, sorry, Candy. You know, it's all good. We here. We still here, both of us. It doesn't matter.
It's putting it behind him.
Good. Keep it there. Put that in the past.
And speaking of the past, here's something I didn't know about Boyz II Men. Nichelle, they were almost called Unique Attraction. That's the reaction, yeah. The guys told me if they'd gone with that name, they would not be doing interviews and being on TV shows. They would still be singing back in North Philly.
Ladies and gentlemen, Unique Attraction. Nah. Well, let's go from North Philly to Nashville. And this year's CMT Music Awards. It'll be hosted by Kane Brown and Kelsey Ballerini, and only E.T. has got them. There's a
hole in the bottle. I'm really excited to see my friends and cheer everyone on and celebrate country music.
Kelsey's a first-time CMT Music Awards host, but this is Kane's 2nd year behind the mic.
Me and Kelsey have had some interactions, but we've never actually got to hang out, so it should be fun.
It's like the party of country music. It's where everyone has their hair down. It's summertime. It's just going to be so much fun to be involved in the whole show.
The fans choose who take home the trophies June 9th on CMT. Kane's a two-time winner. Kelsey's won three.
Having a fan-voted award show, it's a whole different ballgame. Everything we do is to share music with people, and so it makes sense that we have a show like the CMT Awards where we let them, you know, voice their opinion and tell us what they like the best. It's really exciting.
They got to take time out of their day to vote for you. You know, I feel like that's every artist's dream, is just to have a fan base behind you that's always going to fight for you.
Nominations will be announced tomorrow, but Kane's a strong contender. He won the ACM for Video of the Year thanks to Worldwide Beautiful, featuring his 18-month-old daughter, Kingsley.
We were talking about the new generation being the future of our world in that music video, and it's just cool being able to hold my daughter, as young as she was, just saying that she's part of that.
I mean, can that baby get any cuter? Well, now to the beautiful world of movies and the hot new trio in town.
Yeah, I woke up like this.
Our on-set exclusive with Ryan Reynolds, Samuel L. Jackson, and Salma Hayek.
Oh, get ready.
Then Martha Stewart's new reality show, looking for the real-life Edward Scissorhands.
I expect sheer perfection.
Plus, The Hills' New Beginnings is back tonight.
I feel like Brody and Kristen almost hook up.
Only we're at home with Heidi and Spencer Pratt hitting back at the Body Shamers.
I have gained weight in a pandemic. How dare you?
Hey, everybody, it's Kevin Frazier. The ET Podcast is a great listen when you're on the go, but the TV show, even better to watch every weekday when you're at home. Check your local listings for where ET airs in your market or go to etonline.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Harry Styles won Best British Single for Watermelon Sugar at the Brit Awards. Yeah. And here's the thing, Nichelle. Fans were baffled by Harry's disappearing accent.
I just continue to be baffled by moments like this.
I mean, I heard a British accent.
A tiny
there.
Bit.
Maybe a little bit mixed up, but no. Listen, I was more fascinated by his Gucci.
I knew you were going to say that.
That bamboo Gucci is everything.
By the way, if I came in that outfit, you would have clowned me.
I like it. I actually think you would.
No, if I can wear that tomorrow. Okay, watch. London is also where they shot the movie The Hitman's Wife's Bodyguard with Ryan Reynolds, Salma Hayek, and Samuel L. Jackson, and only E.T. was on the set.
Yeah, me.
Right.
I was on that set almost 2 years ago, but now they're giving us the first look.
No guns, no killing, and no blood.
Of the motley crew that you all are,
yeah.
Who would be the best hitman, who would be the best bodyguard?
Oh, that's a good question. I feel like Salma would be both the best hitman and the best bodyguard.
Nice.
It depends. If I'm the bodyguard of my kids, oh, get ready. There's no one better than me. But I don't know. Some stranger that is famous, like, forget about it. I'm taking a bullet. I run. But, or hide, because I don't even like running. It's not good.
I promised my therapist no bodyguarding. Let's not do that, guys. Let's just focus.
I got it. No, it's fine. You guys have at it.
She and I, theoretically, on our honeymoon, she's desperately trying to get pregnant, and I'm desperately trying to help her get pregnant. And I get kidnapped by some people.
Salma calls on Ryan to help rescue her husband, but there's one problem.
I said, get anyone but Michael Bryce.
I believe it's pronounced... Thank you. He's actually kind of good at what he does,
yeah.
Even though he's just such a tiny, dumb man.
100%.
Are you getting into character right now? Like, you're really kind of beating him up so he knows
so
how
I put
to
him
move
in this place.
Him around?
Yeah,
so
no, I don't have to do move. That. I woke up like this.
So good. I can't wait till this movie comes out. June 16th is the date, everybody.
All right, from one exclusive to another, up next, it's Heidi and Spencer.
Our careers being famous for nothing. That was a lot of fun and easy.
What they're doing to make money now may surprise you.
Is this expensive?
Plus, Captain America joining the Black Panther Wakanda Forever cast.
I do have a Wakanda visa.
Sequel secrets from Anthony Mackie. And F9 fans, get ready. Dame Helen's in the driver's seat.
You finally got your driving.
I finally did it.
That is Heidi Montag enjoying a family beach day and a little solo hike, probably enjoying some of those zen moments before The Hills' big return tonight. Now, in this ET exclusive, Kelty Knight stopped by Spidey's home to get a sneak peek at all the drama, including Heidi's ongoing war with body shamers.
It feels like it's acceptable and allowed to talk negatively about my body, where if you did that about anyone else, people would be cancel culture and how dare you and this and that. But for me, it's like, oh, it's Heidi, like I'm not a human anymore, which is infuriating. Recently, it was almost laughable because I'm like, you know what? I have gained weight in a pandemic and I have drinking a little more and eating a little more. It feels like the industry in general has wanted to like outcast me and make me negative. And I'm like, is Lauren Conrad still paying you all? Like, what is going on?
The 34-year-old became the target of tabloid speculation that she was expecting after these photos surfaced of a beach day with Spencer last month.
She literally just ate the best lunch, drank all these margaritas. We didn't even call the paparazzi on that one, so that was even more annoying, you know?
We've been trying since December, so hopefully this month or next month or sooner than later.
We'll see Spidey's pregnancy journey plus all the drama on season 2 of The Hills' New Beginnings, which premieres tonight on MTV. There's romance brewing with Brody Jenner and Audrina Patridge.
Brody and I, we did kiss.
And with Brody and newly single Kristen Cavallari.
I feel like Brody and Kristen almost hook up. No spoiler alerts. Maybe they do.
Brody and Kristen?
I mean, that's breaking news.
You do know that Brody and Kristen were together for 2 years before The Hills.
Lived together.
Like,
that's
very
how,
serious. Spencer lived with them at Casablanca and used to film their own reality show.
I got the footage. I don't want to get sued. I have, like, the original Newlyweds.
No.
Yeah.
So now that Kristen has returned to The Hills, will Lauren return?
I'm sure if the zeros all just kept going, we could get a Lauren appearance any day. I'm just not sure that they feel there's that value of, no, I'm just saying for what it would cost, you get, you know,
a whole nother season.
Jennifer Lawrence or, you know, maybe we get Blake Lively.
Thanks to her fashion line, Lauren has an estimated net worth of $40 million. As for how Spencer and Heidi are paying the bills?
What are you doing to my crystals?
I'm selling them.
What? No!
We could just be our careers being famous for nothing. That was a lot of fun and easy. I do miss that. I didn't want to have a business. The only reason we have a business side is like, you can't buy any more crystals. So I was like, can I sell some? And she's like, yeah, yours.
He wants to keep most of them.
Well, I mean, they go up in value. They're more, you know, they're like Bitcoin.
Investment.
For instance, like I could have bought this table that she said no to of all these Kunzites for $15,000 a year ago. She said we didn't have the money. And now that table is probably worth $150,000. Aquamarine from Afghanistan. Super prized. Probably should be in a museum, not at our house.
Is this expensive? How much is this worth?
I mean, let's not, we don't want anybody
even
to come.
It's not.
All right, well, you know they can take those crystals, Lauren, and turn them into Infinity Stones, like the Avengers.
I love that. We could get the new Captain America, Anthony Mackie,
like
to help.
Like how you're thinking.
Yes, because speaking of, Marvel fans are doing a lot of thinking, wondering, could he suit up for a trip to Wakanda? I talked to him and had to ask.
The new Black Panther, Wakanda Forever.
Wakanda Forever!
Would you like showing up in this one?
The amount of respect and admiration I have for Chad, having known him so long. You know, you just want to do everything the right way.
Sam has his Wakanda connections now.
Yeah, I do have a Wakanda visa, so I can go to Wakanda. I have a passport and a Wakanda visa, and I'm vaccinated, so I can go to Wakanda.
Anthony's playing it coy about Captain America's future, but right now he's trading in his superhero suit for a regular suit in an episode of Prime Video's new drama, Solos. He plays a dual role in the anthology series that examines what it means to be human.
They'll never forget you. How do you know?
Did it make you look inward and think about those things in your own life?
Oh, definitely. I came home and cried and apologized to my boys for like 2 weeks.
You did what?
You know, you want your kids to know that what you're doing for the right reason.
There are 7 chapters in the show that also feature stars like Anne Hathaway and Morgan Freeman. Dame Helen Mirren describes her episode like this.
Older woman launches herself into outer space.
Oh, wow.
If given the opportunity, would you launch yourself into space?
Absolutely not.
So space travel is out of the question, but in the upcoming F9 film, Helen shows us she's got a need for speed.
You finally got your driving scene, right?
I finally did it. Yes!
Steady your brake for me, would you, darling?
I do actually know how to do a double declutch, and that's sort of the process that I do in the car. Get that for me, would you, darling?
Michelle, can I just say, I want to be Helen Mirren.
Welcome to the club.
Yes.
The president of that club.
We want to be the dame, but we can see her in F9 on June 25th.
Yes, we can. All right, coming up, get ready to be judged by Martha Stewart, our exclusive look at her new competition series.
Hey, everybody, it's Kevin Frazier. The ET Podcast is a great listen when you're on the go, but the TV show, even better to watch every weekday when you're at home. Check your local listings for where ET airs in your market or go to etonline.com.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Marie Danielle, we're the only ones left.
I'm not worried.
Maybe she should be. Only E.T. has a sneak peek at the new competition show, Clipped.
Yeah, it premieres today on Discovery Plus. Martha Stewart's a judge. I'm scared already.
It looks crazy.
Yeah, they're basically looking for a real-life Edward Scissorhands, you know? Somebody that can
clip and do it.
Yeah, plant skull, do all that stuff. Mm-hmm.
I think they need to keep looking because check this out. Oh, take bad. Care.
Let's go!
Oh, my God.
Not finishing is not an option.
Oh, my goodness. All right.
I got to do whatever I can. I'm freaking out.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.